us. Everybody in the whole wide world, everybody needs Jesus. Everybody has a right to know.
Well, welcome everyone to the Sunday, October 19th edition of the Maxon podcast. It's 2008. The sun is shining. It's almost 2 o'clock local time, and I'm sitting here enjoying a glass of RC Cola. That's right, this week I'm drinking some of that RC kind. That's kind of an inside family joke, so I may get to explain it a little bit later on, but some of our friends a couple of weeks ago went up to Budapest and Prague, and they had brought me back a 2-liter bottle of RC and a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper. I haven't had the Dr. Pepper yet, but I decided today that I would crack open the RC and see how it was. You know, in some ways, I'm kind of sad to say it's close to RC in the States, but not exactly. I can't really explain how it tastes different. It's just not as strong of a taste, I guess. Either that or my tastes are changing. It's hard to tell. This was after I enjoyed some chili for dinner today. I had a couple of days ago, when we went to the store, I bought stuff to make chili. I had some beans, some white beans, some kidney beans, found some tomato sauce, chopped up a tomato, found some stuff that looked like tomato paste, said I'd give it a try. I had an onion. Never did get to the mesura to get meat, but anyway, I made the chili without meat. It turned out really good. I brought over some chili pepper, which if you're ever coming to Serbia, you don't need to bring chili pepper with you because they have it here. So I haven't had any yet, but I have the stuff that I brought, and it was nice and spicy. Put some salt and some pepper in it, cook it for a little bit, let it sit a couple of days, and it's good. It's good. I even didn't miss the meat, and I might make it this way a little bit more often. Well, this week we have had some guests with us. They're from Powhatan, Virginia. Sorry about that. Had to cough a little bit and paused the recording and didn't come back right. Anyway, like I was saying, we've had some guests with us from Powhatan, Virginia. Our friends Neil and Stephanie knew them. Well, we knew some of them before we came over, but they came over. They got here a week ago. They showed up in Čačak. Oh, well, I guess their plane landed about a week ago exactly now. They were here in Čačak about 5 o'clock last week, and they've been with us a week. It's been one jam-packed week of stuff, more so for our friends than us. We got to hang out with them. We got to have some good fellowship with them. We got to have some good food with them. Got to spend some time with them, and it really, truly was an enjoyable week. I know our other American friends here in town have enjoyed spending time with them, simply because they knew them in the U.S., so it was really good to them. I'd like to say thanks. I don't know if any of them have found our website yet or not, or listened to the podcast, but if they are, I told them this in person, but if they listen to this, I'd just like to say thank you again. They brought over not only a bunch of stuff that we had bought and had shipped to them, things like a winter coat, because I had made the decision to leave my winter coat in the States because it was so heavy and I needed the weight, and I said, well, I'll just bring my ski coat. Well, anyway, I got here and I wished I had brought it, but I couldn't get the one I had because it was in the storage building, but I didn't know where in the storage building, so I couldn't tell anyone to go get it, and besides, it was probably in the back of the storage building. So anyway, long story short, I ended up got a winter coat, had them sent over. I bought some printer cartridges, had them come in. They brought us some other stuff that we had to leave behind because we did not have room for it. It just went on and on. We had asked them. Oh, they were so awesome to bring that stuff. But on top of that, I mean, without us even asking them, they went out. They bought us some things like Hershey Kisses, M&Ms, Skittles, Pop-Tarts, a whole bunch of stuff they brought over for us, and it's just really awesome. It was really good, and in talking to them, they did it simply to be nice to some of their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. But words can't really explain how we appreciate the stuff that they brought for us. Anyway, enough rambling about that sort of stuff. This past week, I've got a couple of stories to share with you about this past week. On Tuesday, Cindy had made some chocolate chip cookies. Well, actually, chocolate chip cookie bars, because they come out there. They're like spot on with the chocolate chip cookie bars we made in the States. The cookies, when we make cookies, they come out, even monkeying around with the recipe, they come out. Well, close, but not exactly, just like about everything else here in Serbia. But it's a very American thing to do, chocolate chip cookies, and we decided that in order to meet our neighbors, we'd make them chocolate chip cookies and take. So this past Tuesday, I said, well, I'll take some cookies and go try to meet this neighbor guy, this guy that lives in our building, a guy who I've seen several times on the stairs outside of our building. We've chatted for over four times of meeting. We've probably chatted for a total of 5 minutes. The last time I saw him, I asked him what apartment he lived in, and he told me, or I thought he told me, or I thought that's what I asked him. And I thought I knew exactly where he was, where he lived, and so I was going to go. Cindy had decided just to stay here. We think he's a single older guy. You know, just a time for some guy time with him. So I got the cookies, went down to the apartment. I heard voices, prayed a little bit before I hit the doorbell. And this lady answered the door. And that was kind of odd because I thought this guy lived alone. Anyway, she opened the door, and then she had a daughter. Her daughter was there with her. And so I was, well, this is obviously the wrong apartment, but let's roll with it. And over the next about 2 hours, we had a really good conversation. Met this neighbor lady and her daughter, who is married, who lives in another apartment near the center of town. The lady, she didn't speak English, although she spoke German, Russian, and Italian, I think. She did not speak English. And, you know, I don't speak any German or Russian. No Italian either. Her daughter did speak a little bit of English, but most of this hour and a half conversation was in Serbian. They were so nice. We made coffee. I had some pie. Well, it wasn't pie. It was, they'd probably call it potato pie. Pita sa krompirom. Pie with potatoes is probably what they would call it. It was really good. So I had a good time getting to know them. They, of course, like just about everyone else in town, knows about Lydia. So she got to meet one of Lydia's parents. I think Cindy is going to plan to go maybe this week and talk to the lady again, take Lydia. I mentioned we had some friends in from the United States. They helped some of our other friends. Their neighbor was getting wood in for the winter time. And so they went and helped him with his wood. And I went over that day and helped them. We spent just about all afternoon working with them. But about halfway through, one of their other neighbors, an older guy, he looked like an older gentleman, was out. And he started working on his wood pile. And so I thought I had figured out how I could ask him if he wanted help. So I went over and I tried to ask him if I could help him. And I got about partway through, and the guy spoke English, and he seemed to speak English very well. But instead of letting me help him, he said, oh, let's go have coffee. He invited me to have coffee. So I was like, okay, that's fine. Let's go have coffee. So we went, and we sat down. He turned out to be a painter, an artist. Here in town, he had a whole art studio, actually, an older house on his property that his parents lived in, or his parents were born in, and they lived in. It was just jam-packed full of paintings. We sat and we talked, and talked and talked and talked, and then one of the other guys came back because they had worked on his wood pile and had some wood and wanted to ask him where he wanted it, and this guy came. When he came back, this older gentleman was like, "Sit down, sit down, sit down." And so he sat down. We had some more coffee. We talked some more. And we had made plans to come back the next day to go back. We thought we were going to get to meet this gentleman's dad while we were there. And when we went back the next day, this was Thursday. When we went back on Thursday, his dad was not there. He said that his dad could not come. It was Thursday. His dad could not come that day. Something happened. So anyway, we sat there. We had taken him a gift. I'd taken him some chocolate chip cookies that Cindy had made, some more chocolate chip cookies, because we had talked about that on Wednesday. I took him a Bible in Serbian as a gift. We had talked a little bit about religion the day before. So I took him a Bible and a picture. He offered to paint us a picture. My friend Rob from Powhatan and I offered to paint us a picture if he had a photograph of us. So I printed up a picture and took it to him. So here, maybe this week, I'm going to try to go back and see him. Tomorrow, our friends from the U.S. are leaving. They're leaving about 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to get up. We're going to see them off and then go. Go over to the piazza in town, the Robna Piazza in town, to try to buy a Jezva. A friend and I are going to try to go over to the Robna Piazza and make coffee for the shopkeepers over there. And we need a Jezva. We need a couple other things, but we're going to give it a shot, see what happens. After they leave, after our friends leave tomorrow, I'm sure it's going to be a series of sad goodbyes, but after they leave, we have another 2 weeks of language left, approximately. I'd like to ask that as I close this podcast, that you, one, pray for our friends as they travel back to the United States, as they go back home. Pray for our neighbor that I met on Tuesday, our neighbor and her daughter. Pray for the family that we helped with their wood. Pray for the older gentleman who although I didn't get a chance to share anything real good with him about regarding my relationship with Jesus, I have an open door there. And additionally, this week I talked to a young man who's interested in learning some more about computers, about learning programming. So pray for me as I begin that, and pray for us this coming week. If you want us to pray with you about anything, something you may have going on at home, in school, at church, at work, anything, just leave us a comment and we'll pray for that, and because we certainly know how important prayer is. Thank you very much for listening yet again to one of our podcasts. I hope you find them informative, and just like we have the past few weeks, we'll go out with some music. Haven't made up my mind who from yet, but it should be interesting. Thanks. Bye.
I have committed to my memory important events from the scriptures I read. With music we'll learn, a song is the key to remember the seven seas of history. Creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ and the cross, consummation, it is the last scene. The seven seas of history. There's no rhyme or reason why we can't comprehend history's events from beginning to end. It'll be an adventure, I know you'll agree, to remember the seven seas of history. Creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ and the cross, consummation, it is the last scene of the seven seas of history. The Bible's a history of the universe. I'll stand on its promise, believe every verse. We cleared the ground, let's scatter the seed. Our faith is based in real history. Creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ and the cross, consummation, it is a last scene of the seven seas of history. Creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ and the cross, consummation, it is a last scene of the seven seas of history.